Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast, everybody, presented to you by SRP Studios, a digital content production agency. This is my platform to discuss my experiences as a podcast producer and agency owner. Follow me on Facebook at SRP Studios and Instagram at SRP Studios LLC. Do you want to create impactful digital content? Do you want content that will increase your reach and exposure? Well, go to ShelbyRowProductions.com and schedule a free consultation to discuss affordable options. And we're sponsored in part by Patreon. Support this podcast by subscribe this podcast by subscribing. Train wreck. Support this podcast by subscribing to my tip jar. How about that? It's $1 a month. Click the Patreon link in the description for more information. Sorry, I had to go robotic there at the end. I didn't have to start over again. This is my second start, my second try. My first try, I messed up, I think, maybe the sixth word in the script. So I was like, all right, let's start over. But too far into this one. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to get a little educational today. And what we're going to talk about is the benefits of repurposing your podcast by cutting out clips and formatting them for Reels, TikToks, and YouTube Shorts. This is a common practice that I've learned and a lot of podcasters are doing now. And it really is a strong way to promote your podcast generally, but also a way to increase your reach and your engagement. So we're going to break it down here. So increasing your reach. When you take a clip, and let's say you now have started a new Facebook page, an Instagram page, a TikTok account, and YouTube Shorts for your podcast. Well, now you're going to have this tool and asset to push out there to more people, but also different audiences. If you're a podcaster listening to this and all you do is record your episode or interview, and you post it to Apple, and that's it, you're really hindering yourself to grow in any way. So you need social media. Social media is a necessary evil. That's your outlet. That's how you, it's almost like tentacles, right? You go out there and you promote your podcast on these socials. The best way to do that is repurposing. I should mention that this is also why, and I've talked about this before, why it's critical that you have a video component to your podcast. You don't have to release your podcast as a full video episode on YouTube. You don't have to. It's good to. Don't have to. If you're interviewing and your podcast is over Zoom, you're already recording that call for the audio. Repurpose that video. So that's key. That's the best way to put content on your social media. Video is key. So now you create your clip. It's formatted vertical. I'm not going to break into the details on how to format this stuff, but you've seen it all before. The vertical videos that when you're scrolling through Instagram, they come up as a reel, TikTok, Shorts, and all that. Now you're tapping into different ponds of fish, right? Now when you push out your clip on TikTok, you're getting an entirely different audience than when you push it out on Facebook. Big age gap, right? TikTok is the new. Facebook is for the oldies like myself. Instagram's sort of in the middle. And YouTube Shorts are pretty broad as well. So just by posting this stuff, you're automatically growing your reach. Even if your pages, your new accounts have 5 followers and your Facebook page has 10 followers. Well, you know what? I mean, that's 10 more people that will see your content that would have never seen it if all you did was publish your podcast on Apple and let it be. So the more you push that out there, the bigger the reach you get, which then boosts your engagement. So that's the second one here. You're going to boost your engagement by doing this. Someone might share it. So when someone shares your post, it catapults it into their audience. That's why sharing is caring. In my opinion, it is the strongest way to support someone's content. Commenting is great too. That helps boost the algorithm and you know, create that post to feed other feeds, if you will. But when someone shares your post to their audience, that is huge. Are they going to go to Apple and find your podcast and share that link? Some do. That's awesome. But we all live on social media. We're all thumbing through the screen, just thumbing through the feed. And now they'll see your micro content. They'll see your video. Now, hopefully they click into it, right, and listen to it. So that ties in the third part, bite-size consumption. We live in a world of low attention span theater. I mean, we're squirrels. We're like a dog looking at squirrels. A dog will be totally in tune with you and chilling. They see a squirrel, they're running to the window barking, right? That's us. We like the shiny things, and we have no time to sit through anything that's over 30 seconds. So because of being micro and short in length and time, people will be more willing to click into it, open it up, and listen to what you have to say. I've also mentioned in past episodes captions. That's why all of these, you know, really high-end reels and TikToks and shorts have captions, those big white letters popping out, sometimes with emojis. Again, that's more shiny things to catch someone's attention. So because you have short content, bite-sized consumption, if you will, it enhances your possibilities of people clicking through and watching it. If they really like it, then they'll share it, engage with it, comment on it, and just help boost the algorithm, boost your reach, which goes back to boosting the engagement, increasing your reach. All of these really work hand in hand together. You know, I'm trying to break it down into three areas, but they're all tied in. And you can put them in any order that you'd like. You could say bite-sized consumption is the most important because that will help you boost your engagement, which helps increase your reach. Or automatically your reach is increased because you're posting something, which will deliver bite-sized consumption to someone that might realize, oh, that's great, I'm going to share that. Or your content's so amazing, people click into it and they immediately engage. It hasn't been shared to them or they found it organically. So in my opinion, these are three really good reasons as to why it's important to cut some clips out of your podcast. Now, I should mention the clip. It's important that the clip makes sense, which can definitely bring in some extra editing, possibly more cost, of course. But in essence, what you want to do is it has to be under 60 seconds. I will break down some of the technicalities there. Otherwise, it won't work everywhere. YouTube Shorts is the pickiest. It has to be under 60 seconds. So if you make your clip under 60 seconds, it's good everywhere. But overall, so let me go back to the clip. The clip needs to kind of tell a story in that 45 seconds. If you can get it to 30 seconds, even better. Sometimes shorter is better. It'll perform better. Again, it goes back to that bite size, right? But make sure that clip is somewhat educational. It's got value to it. That way, when that person does engage with it, they might think, you know what? My friend Billy Bob will really be interested in this. Share, send. So that's how that works. And then the umbrella of all of this is in the descriptions of all of these clips, you're pointing people to the full episode. At the end of the day, this is also a way to try to promote your podcast and get people to Apple. It goes in both directions. So I hope that was helpful. Hopefully you don't notice an edit in the middle of this. Because what happened was, I got a very important phone call right in the middle of this episode that I had to take, but I didn't want to turn everything off. I didn't want to kill my camera and kill my Audacity because it would just make things complicated in post-production. So I just let it roll. So I had a good 5-minute phone conversation in the middle of this episode that was completely recorded. And it was a good one. It was someone interested in sponsoring The Real Hernando, which is awesome. And I might even go to that phone conversation because there was a great moment where I was explaining what The Real Hernando is and does and what it's all about. I might clip that as a way to educate my community on what this is. So that was awesome too. But as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for engaging. I should also mention that I'm putting clips out for this podcast too. I'm practicing what I preach. If you go to Facebook and Instagram, and you click into my link tree and go to these platforms, you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to see me in action and pushing up these promo clips. Hopefully by the time you listen to this episode, clips from this episode will be out there. But again, make sure you follow me on Facebook at SRP Studios and Instagram at SRP Studios LLC. Go to that link tree. That will take you to my YouTube channel and all these other platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, all the major audio players. If you're interested, again, if learning more about how maybe we can help you with all of this content and all of these ideas, please go to shellbureauproductions.com and schedule a free consultation. And don't forget about the tip jar. This is a really neat way to help me. It's $1 a month, $12 a year. If you can spare that, click that Patreon link and learn more. As always, y'all, again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to this if you made it this far. And you have yourself a great day.